FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Raise your better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. next.
Special sports presentation of 98 Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
3, 2, 1,
get up, get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This is high, deep, gone! Mark Canna, bat flip engaged, a grand slam!
Tonight, the crew takes on the St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
This is way gone, we're tied!
With Lane Grindle.
Deep left field, racing back is Alou, the second is gone!
And Josh Mauer.
Josh throws on the run, it's not in time, Brewers win!
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a cloudy night in St. Louis, but we will play baseball under the lights here at Busch Stadium. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Mauer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from St. Louis as the Brewers and Cardinals getting set for game number 3 of this 4-game series. The Brewers evening up this series last night with a 7-3 victory over the Redbirds. It was Craig Counsell's 700th win as the Brewers manager. And the Brewers look to get 2 out of 3 with the chance to win this series tomorrow. If they can pull off a victory here tonight, they're going to put the ball in the hands of Adrian Hauser to start this one. It'll be left-hander Zach Thompson on the mound for St. Louis. Brewers' magic number to clinch the Central is at 6, and postseason sits at 5, trying to knock those numbers down another number at least here with the win tonight. We've got plenty more of the On Deck Show built by Menards, so stay with us on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now,
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfstead, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Option, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cardinals, game three of this four-game series here tonight in St. Louis. And Josh, the Brewers handing the ball to Adrian Hauser tonight. He's making his second start since coming off the injured list and looking to build off what his last start looked like.
It was really impressive considering he'd been out on that injured list for a couple of weeks. He threw 82 pitches against the Marlins on Thursday and was very effective, just two runs in five innings. You know what? We've come to expect that for the most part from Adrian. When he gets the ball, more often than not, he gives you a chance to win. And you can say that about a lot of the guys in this rotation this year. We talked a lot about Colin Ray yesterday. Similar thing. Julio Teheran, when he was in the rotation earlier this year. The guys that aren't the big names, Lane, they've done a very good job of keeping their team in the ballgame when they pitch.
Josh, we've been talking a lot about the Brewers' magic number. Just told you a second ago, six for the Central, five for the postseason. But something else happened last night, and that was the Cardinals were eliminated from postseason eligibility, if you will. And because of that, I think you see a little different lineup from St. Louis here tonight.
Yeah, how about that? Well, first of all, it's the first time in 5 years they will not play in the postseason. Yeah. And Ollie Marmol tonight has Nolan Arenado on the bench. He's got Tommy Edman on the bench. They lost Alec Burleson to an injury last night. You're going to see a lot of guys that spent the majority of this year at AAA. Those are the guys that Adrian Hauser is going to be trying to get out here tonight.
Yeah, really, 5 through 9 in this lineup are a lot of guys that have spent time in AAA over the course of this season, for sure. Should be an interesting one here tonight. Adrian Hauser against Zach Thompson. We're going to talk to the manager, Craig Counsell, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep.
Lane's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madris, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Sharpen your investment and retirement strategy at the Annex Wealth Management Navigating the Markets presentation. What are the headwinds for portfolios in excess of $1 million? Will the long-awaited recession actually happen? And what can you do to calibrate your portfolio? Navigating the Markets takes place in Mequon September 26th and Brookfield October 5th. These premier events are open to everyone. Complete details and sign up at annexwealth.com/events. The American economy is at a critical juncture. What's next? Join us for Navigating the Markets from Annex Wealth Management.
truck drivers. Stay busy and find a job with the home time, paychecks, and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cardinals getting set for game three of this four-game series. Brewers sending Adrian Houser to the mound. It is left-hander Zach Thompson for the Cardinals. We're chatting with Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Craig, you go back to last night's win. That second time through the order, just a really impressive approach and a lot of damage done by your lineup.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where their pitcher did a nice job the first time through the lineup. It just felt like it was, we weren't seeing it great. It was a little awkward for our guys. And then the next time through, we did a heck of a job. And obviously that inning with the four straight doubles, you put some runs on the board, keep the line moving. We did a nice job kind of all around, I thought, in the game after that.
Yeah, you stack up extra base hits, good things happen. I mean, that's just a pretty much a golden rule in baseball, and that's what happened last night for your squad. I thought the runs in the eighth and ninth innings as well were impressive, and you scored those runs in a different way, a little bit of small ball manufacturing runs, and those are key because that allowed you to not have to use Devin Williams in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was a good base running night for us in general, I thought. I thought Sal had a read in the four-run inning to get us an extra run there on Mark Canna's little dribbler. Williams stolen base in the ninth inning was a big base running moment. We had a couple other stolen bases, so did a nice job on the bases last night. And then the tack on runs, they make everybody's job easier. They make Yoel's job easier. They make Chafin's job easier. And then we got Devin up last night, but didn't get him in the game. So got a little bit of a win there as well.
You mentioned Sal, and when he came up, he's all anybody could talk about for the first 2 weeks. And then everybody kind of, started paying attention to the rest of the lineup again. But he has, over the last couple of weeks, really put together a very solid run of at-bats, and he's in a really good place right now, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing about Sal is that it kind of reminds me, he's morphing into a version of Willie Adames to me. Like, they're different players, but and they kind of get to their offensive value in very different ways. But in general, as players, they provide so much on both sides of the ball. So we're gonna get plus defense and a good offensive player at their position. And those are just glue players in your starting lineup. And that's Sal is kind of turning into like a new version of Willie Adames for me, where just a guy you can just count on every single day to bring it on both sides of the ball.
Back with more with Craig after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North-style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715 476-9154. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, chatting with Craig Council. Craig, last night a couple of different times there were visits to the mound, and it looked like Willie Adames almost took charge. I mean, he's become such a big part of this clubhouse since he was brought here back in May of 21, but you can just see the leadership at times out there.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of we have a young bullpen, and I think Willie has done a great job, and just our team in general has done a great job at like supporting these guys, helping along, understanding that there's going to be moments that, you know, are emotional or that are new or that are frustrating, and we just got to help each other through those moments. And Willie's as good as anybody at kind of recognizing what, not only the right timing of it, but the right thing to say of it. And those are just leadership qualities, right? You know, I think Willie's a guy that's consistently can look. This is a tough job, and sometimes it's hard not to just worry about yourself. And I think Willie's got this unique ability to, no matter what's going on with him, still have others, you know, on his thoughts. And that's the definition of a leader for sure.
Finally, you did have a little bit of tough news today. Elvis Peguero goes on the injured list. What do you think in terms of the future with Elvis on this injury?
Yeah, so, you know, Elvis, you know, he since his last outing had a little bit of, you know, inflammation in the elbow. It was improving to the point of where he thought he probably could pitch today or tomorrow. But, you know, we just decided to take a step back here and look at it and say, why don't we give you a break here? Hopefully, you know, if we can get to the playoffs, does not affect the eligibility for the playoffs, and hopefully puts you in a position to contribute for that an entire month. Just getting, you know, we were just getting a little concerned that there would be one outing and then there'd have to be some days off, and that's obviously in a playoff scenario would not gonna work. So, you know, we're gonna have to cover the last 10 or 11 days of the season without a key member of the bullpen, no question about it. But I think we can do that, and I think it's best for Elvis long term that we just take a little step back here, not kind of require him to go into some big stressful situations, and hopefully get him ready for a fun month of October.
All right, Craig, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Lane.
Craig Council with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We have more when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Update your home with 11% off all Shaw flooring. Shop our huge selection of soft and luxurious carpet to durable laminate and waterproof vinyl plank. These floors provide top-notch performance. Brilliance plush carpet is just 99 cents per square foot after 11% rebate. Now, Menards. Good through September 24th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Overcast night as we get you set for Game 3 between the Brewers and the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. You're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time now to go back on this date in history. Some drink Wisconsin Blue Brandy old-fashioned history. And on the 20th of September 1998, it was the end of the Iron Man streak for Cal Ripken Jr. He took himself out of the lineup for the Orioles against the Yankees. And the consecutive games played streak ended at 2,632 after nearly 16 years being in there every day. It's time for Drink Wisconsin Blue's fourth annual Curd Fest. Join the fun at the Drink Wisconsin Blue Pub in Milwaukee on October 7th. Curds and more from local vendors. And a polka band, of course. Visit wisconsinblee.com for details. Moving along, let's get to tonight's injury report. It's presented, as always, by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, you heard Craig Council telling Lane about Elvis Piguero and the elbow issue. He is going to be eligible to come off of the IL for that wild card series. That's the good news in losing such a dependable reliever. Good news also, Julio Teheran has been activated. We last saw him pitch for the Brewers at the end of July. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, we're going to catch up with hitting coach Ozzie Timmons and talk about some of the contributions from the guys acquired at the deadline, Mark Canha and Carlos Santana. That's with Ozzie Timmons coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Back in St. Louis, it is the On Deck Show built by Menards as we get you ready for the Brewers and the Cardinals. And it's time to visit with the Brewers hitting coach. Ozzie Timmons is kind enough to give us some time. It has been a really good stretch for the most part, I would say, pretty much since the trade deadline for your hitters, Ozzie. And I wanted to start with that because there are two guys who came right at the beginning of August in Carlos Santana and Mark Canha. Everybody says they've made a big difference. We watch them make a big difference. So you work with them every day. How are they doing it?
Well, the key with them is they're very professional. They study. And what they do during our hitters meetings, they put their input in because they've been around the game a long time. And I think it helps the younger guys understand how to prepare, how to look at film, how to decipher the film, and how to prepare for that pitcher. So they've been really good in that point, outside of what they're doing on the field. But inside the clubhouse, that's where their biggest help has been, because these young guys needed something like that. And with Carlos with 14 years, Mark, I think 6 or 7, whatever the case may be. But they're into it. They study. And then they put that and teach those kids how to do it. I think it's helped everybody.
Is Mark Canha's success, is that something that even you could have predicted when you saw him come in here? Because he's been really, for the last few weeks, one of the best hitters in the league. Could you have even envisioned that?
Of course, because I seen Mark in AA when he was with the Marlins in Jacksonville. And he always had that edge about him with his competitiveness. And so it was just a matter of time for him to get it going, and we are benefiting from it just because we got him at the right time, and it's helped us a lot. But like I say, his intensity, his passion for the game is undeniable. So that's what makes him who he is, and that's why he's doing what I think he's what he's doing right now. So Mark's awesome, man.
And Carlos has a switch hitter, and he's hitting really from each side of the plate very well. That's very difficult to do. How does he do that as successfully as he does from both the right and the left side?
He stays with his routine. He doesn't change it. He loves a tee. He loves angle toss. He loves toss. He likes to hit. He hits the machine. He does everything to prepare, to be prepared from both sides. So to his credit and how long he's been playing, he still has the energy to come in there every day and get his routine in, and that's from both sides of the plate. So that's very impressive.
Ozzie Timmons, our guest, Brewers hitting coach here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from St. Louis. You know, he wasn't a deadline acquisition, but he essentially came around the same time as those two guys. I'm talking about Sal Frelick. Mm-hmm. This is a rookie who has been either hitting a cleanup or hitting leadoff, huge spots in your order. How's Sal been able to progress in the couple of months that you've worked with him?
Nothing phases him. I mean, he's always has the same temperament. He reminds me of Willie a little bit. Nothing phases him. If he's 0-for-4, it's the same guy. If he's 4-for-4, it's the same guy. And the way he burst onto the scene, you don't know how guys are going to react and how they're going to continue their work. But he's consistent with what he does, and he's fearless up there. And that's what's the most impressive part. He's fearless considering he's a young kid. I know he has started the season down in the minor leagues and got hurt a little bit. But he's come up, and he's made an impact on our team, man. Just speed, good at bats, shooting the ball the other way with two strikes. He makes it a tough out on the pitchers.
It is something that you don't see often. I'm talking about a rookie being in the middle of a playoff push in such an integral role. You did it last year with Garrett Mitchell, too, what Sal Frelick's doing. How difficult is that, Ozzie, for a rookie to be put into these spots and to excel the way that some of those guys have?
Well, I think it's good, like you talked about Mark and Santana earlier. Those guys help take that pressure off those guys. So with Sal batting leadoff, you know, it's like you got Willie, you got Contreras, you got Santana, you got Mark Canna behind him. So the pitcher has to pitch to somebody because you know these threats are behind him. And so then when he bats fourth, he got Willie behind him, he got Carlos in front of him, he has good hitters surrounded by him, so it makes his job a little easier, and the pitchers feel like, all right, we're a rookie, we're going to challenge him, and he stepped up to the challenge.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There is Brewers hitting coach Ozzie Timmons joining us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back to Busch Stadium, I'll get you the starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers try to make it two in a row here in St. Louis. Welcome back to Busch Stadium and the On Deck Show built by Menards. It's time for the starting lineups, folks, and they're presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. For Craig Council, why change things up? They scored seven runs last night, had all those doubles. And so again, facing a left-handed pitcher, it's the exact same lineup. It starts with Mark Canna. You heard Ozzie Timmons singing his praises in the previous segment. Canna leads off. He'll be the DH. William Contreras, another home run last night. Boy, has he been brilliant. He bats second and catches. Carlos Santana again in the three spot and playing first base for the crew. And Willie Adames already with a couple of doubles in the series. Adames cleans up and plays short. Josh Donaldson again in there as the third baseman. He'll bat fifth. Tyrone Taylor continuing to come up with big hits as the regular season approaches its end. He'll bat sixth and play left. Sal Frelick. Again, Ozzie Timmons saying great things about the approach of that rookie. He's in right field. Frelick against a lefty will bat seventh. Andre Monasterio, the second baseman. He hits eighth. And Blake Perkins, looking good since coming off the injured list, is in center field. Perkins rounds out the lineup to face the former first-round pick, Zach Thompson. Adrian Hauser gets the ball for the crew. And as discussed earlier here in the On Deck Show, it's a very young-looking lineup that he'll be facing for St. Louis. Lars Nootbaar is, for the third straight game, leading off and playing center field for the Redbirds. And last year's NL MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, batting second. He is the first baseman. Rookie Jordan Walker moving up to the three spot in tonight's lineup. He's in right field. Wilson Contreras does the catching. Williams' older brother is in the cleanup spot. Richie Palacios flashing power of late. He homered last night. Palacios is batting fifth and playing left. And he got rookie Lucan Baker, power-hitting DH. He's in the sixth spot. Jose Fermin is the second baseman, just up from the minors a couple of weeks ago. Fermin is batting seventh at second. Juaniel Caracuto, longtime minor league guy, getting a chance to play at the end of the year for the Cardinals. Caracuto's in the eighth spot, playing third. And the number one St. Louis prospect, Mason Wynn, the shortstop, and the number nine hitter tonight against Adrian Hauser. Brewers and Cardinals, they've split a pair. Two more to go in the series here at Busch Stadium. When we return to the On Deck Show built by Menards, you'll hear again from Lane Grindle. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Another Wisconsin summer, sitting by a cozy campfire, catching some sun on your favorite lake, or going to our favorite ballpark. Carbless, handcrafted vodka, tequila, and rum cocktails are ready to enjoy anywhere you find yourself this summer. Carbless has zero carbs, zero sugar, gluten-free, and is only 100 calories, so you can experience bliss without the guilt. Choose from flavors like black raspberry, lemon lime, or pineapple. Don't let your summer fly by without one. Discover Carbless online or at a retailer near you.
It's Blaine's Farm and Fleet's 68th anniversary, and we're celebrating in a big way with exciting new and innovative products throughout the store at unbeatable anniversary prices. Like new Stanley H2.0 drinkware, 20% off. 5-gallon buckets of Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil, $76.99 after sale and $10 mail-in rebate. And save $60 on a 243-piece Craftsman Mechanics tool set. Come celebrate and save during Blaine's Farm and Fleet's 68th anniversary sale, going on now.
Did you know there are hundreds of ice cream parlors and scoop shops in Wisconsin that serve Cedar Crest premium ice cream?
No, I didn't.
With dozens of delicious Cedar Crest flavors from custards to sorbets.
That sounds tasty.
And new flavors are coming out all the time.
So we'll have to stop by often.
Mom wants to go there. Now.
You mean right now? I was thinking maybe dinner first.
Ice cream is her favorite food group. You know how much she loves Cedar Crest. One scoop or two, cone or dish, it's all good.
When it's Cedar Crest.
It's the best.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. America's Homegrown Wireless. Hupie and Abraham. carbless, handcrafted premium cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. Brewers and Cardinals getting set to get this one underway in a few moments as we continue with the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north-style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah, boys!
Cardinals, Brewers down to the final 11 games of the regular season, including tonight, Game 3 against St. Louis. On Deck Show built by Menards concludes with a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Brewers coming into the day with a magic number of 6 to clinch the Central. They're keeping an eye on a game at Wrigley that's underway between the Pirates and the Cubs. Great pitching matchup. Pair of aces. Mitch Keller for the Buccos. Justin Steele for Chicago. Scoreless in the top of the first. And earlier today,